That's Nagani got one first down and ran out the clock. This one stings, Jeff.
Yeah, it hurts a lot, you know, in a lot of different ways. You know, I felt like we were playing a lot more than just the Nagani Miners tonight, I'll tell you that much.
Well, numbers don't lie. I do, but I'm not going to right now. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to tell the truth. And Nagani had zero penalties tonight. Gladstone had 75 yards of penalties. Congratulations, five of them are yours.
Right.
But no, honestly, you know, the pass interference call that they called down there was on fourth down was tough to take.
Yep.
And then even more tough when Big Mitch gets the pick six 100 yards in the other direction, and they call Hunter Pucci for a block in the back down here.
Well, you know, and it's not just what's called, it's when it's called. It's on every single, you know, game-changing play when things are happening, and it's just there's, you know, I'm not going to sit here and BS and say that it was a well-ref game. It wasn't, you know. I told them that I got a penalty for it and earned it. Proud of the penalty that I got, because I got news for you. This is too important of a football game to have the referees be that much of a presence. You know what I mean? It all of a sudden out of the blue to be able to, you know, we didn't travel this far in this season, and then all of a sudden completely throw all of our discipline out the window or anything else like that. We know how to play football, so that's about all I'll say about the officiating. And I you know, at the end of the day, I really don't care how much flack I get for it. A poorly ref game is a poorly ref game, and it definitely helped the outcome for sure.
Honestly, you could see it in some of the spots also. I mean, things that don't really show up, the glaring ones, obviously, they took away Mitch's touchdown and, you know, that pass interference and all that. But, you know, even on the last play, when they got the first down and fourth down, we had two guys that were held.
Yep.
And they didn't call it, and, you know, and they got the first down to seal the game. And I really, you know, I've been doing this for 31 years, Jeff, and I don't do this, but, man, it was hard to broadcast it and not just say it.
Yeah, and same thing. I've been a high school football coach for 18 years, and I know a well-regulated, well-ref game, and I know a poorly ref game. That was a poorly ref game, plain and simple. And I'm not going to pat those guys on the back. You know, we have, as a team and as a program, so much invested in all of these contests. We put all of ourselves into it. And it's frustrating because you can have a ref crew who has by far the least amount invested in the outcome decide the outcome, and that's essentially what happened tonight.
On a couple other notes, though, obviously the Nagani Miners, they did what they had to do, right? I mean, they put together a nice drive in the fourth quarter. Their kicker had shanked one badly early. He made the extra point. You know, so give them credit. They ran real well, especially on that pitch option. We didn't have much of an answer for that.
No, you know, and again, this taking nothing away from Nagani. Nagani's a good football team. They're a well-coached football team. It's a good football program. You know, their coaches and their kids aren't the ones that are reffing the game. They went out there and played hard. And Nagani absolutely established inside run, and then down the stretch at the end, they popped the option outside and made the big plays when they had to make the big plays when the game was on the line. And that's what we're going to focus on, you know, going forward is, you know, how can we close that out when the game's on the line and not give that play up? Because if we want to be a playoff team, we have to be able to make those plays down the stretch when we have the lead.
Your guys did battle. I mean, you give up the opening kickoff for a touchdown, and boy, you guys did battle back. And even after all the adversity, I mean, those the poor pass interference call, and you guys did put the pressure on the quarterback. Big Mitch got his pick back the other way. So, you know, and Nate, I mean, getting out of I don't know how many tackles to go 55 yards there in the fourth quarter. So there's a lot of positives here. It's obviously going to taste really crappy with the things that happened with the stripes, but
yeah,
you guys played hard.
It hurts, but I mean, you saw the character of the team here again tonight. There was multiple occasions where we could have felt sorry for ourselves, allowed ourselves to feel like our sense of fairness had been violated, and have that be an excuse to pack it in and shut it down. And at no point in time did that happen. I mean, you saw emotional frustration coming out at the end of the game when it was all said and done. But during the game, while the game was on, for four quarters of football, the Braves stuck together and fought their tails off, did everything they could possibly do to try to win the game, and stuck together doing it. So,